minute speaker is Chanel S. from Carlsbad.
Chanel alcoholic. So this is a big meeting. Shit. Okay. So I got sober at 18 years old. I am 22. My sobriety date is June 27, 2011. So this month I'll have 4 years clean. And that's pretty cool because I'm the only person in my family that's sober. And so for me, that's hope. You know what I mean? That shows a lot of strength for, you know, my fellow sisters and my family that, you know, I can be that hope. But getting sober so young, it brings the question of, like, what makes me an alcoholic? You know, I come in the rooms. I've been coming in and out since I was 16 years old. What makes me an alcoholic? You know, because I don't necessarily know at such a young age. I didn't lose the husband. I didn't, you know, get a divorce. And my story involves, you know, the being homeless and prostitution. And my dad was in a gang. And it's just like I get that, you know, that crazy lifestyle. But what makes me an alcoholic? Because that outside stuff doesn't determine if I'm an alcoholic or not. So what makes me an alcoholic is that I have a physical craving after I drink. So anything I take in my system, I have a physical craving. And then, you know, before I start to drink, I have this mental obsession, right? And then after I realize that I have a mental obsession, I come to find out that I have a spiritual malady. And nobody likes to want to, like, look at that because we're extreme people by nature. So I'm an extreme alcoholic. I'm an extreme drug addict. And so I need an extreme solution, and that extreme solution is God. And so I'm a firm believer in God because I think that that's how we become recovered. Because it says in the first page or so that thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. So it's like, so how do I recover from this thing? You know, I need a spiritual solution because if I don't have that, then I won't be recovered. Then I'm going to do the same things that I did, and then I'm going to have that spiritual unmanageability, because all that outside stuff that happened to me, you know, the jails, the institution, the psych wards, all that stuff that happened, that's not the unmanageability. The unmanageability comes from within. The insanity of doing the same thing over and over again, knowing the same result's going to happen and continue to do it. And it's not a matter of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting it to be different. I didn't expect it to be different. I knew it was going to be the same. I knew I was going to end up on the streets. I knew I was going to end up, you know, behind a cop, in a cop car. I knew I was going to end up, you know, just on the streets doing stuff that a little girl should not be doing. And so I just kind of, sorry, I just need to kind of breathe for a second. So when I came in, I was like, I'm too young. You know what I mean? That was my first initial reaction because, like that guy said, that congratulations to the token takers. You know, everyone in here seems 70. So I'm coming in and I'm like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like I'm like, dude, like I'm just young. Like and I can't handle my liquor. Like it's cool. Like you know, like everyone goes through this. But it's like the more I get to learn about my disease, because this disease is the only disease that's going to tell us that we don't have a disease, right? So it's messed up in the head. So it's like, okay, no, I can just manipulate myself thinking that I don't have this thing. But in all reality, it's like, no, I do, you know, because if I take a thorough first step, and if I admit that I'm powerless, and I admit that I'm unmanageable from within, not the external stuff, then I can really look at it and assess the fact that, you know, I need God in my life to cure myself, to cure this situation. And it's been a blessing to be sober at such a young age. It's really been a blessing because I've learned so much about myself, and I've been able to help so many people. And I think that that's the cool thing. It's like I've been able to really reach out and be there and show people that it's possible. It's possible to get sober young, and I know I'm only speaking to a select few, but, I mean, no offense, you guys look great for your age. Sorry. Okay, anyways. Okay, so, I think that was so bad. I met, like, group of men. Sorry about that. So, It's just, but that's just what rings true for me. My story is that I got sober young. My story is that I grew up in a gnarly lifestyle, and I was able to overcome it, and I was able to. Now I have a career, and now I have all that outside stuff that I don't necessarily need. What I need is that inside, that peace and comfort. I need that hope. I need that serenity so that I can give it to other young women, you know? And I'm just going to tell you guys a story, and then I'll just kind of end with this. So a few weeks ago, my uncle came into town, and he's never met me sober. And so he just kind of looks at me, and he's like, "Something's different about you." And I was like, "Well, no shit, because I'm sober." But it's like, it's been almost 4 years, right? And he hasn't seen me. And he starts telling me his story, and he's like, "You know, like, I was homeless, and I was addicted to heroin, and I was freezing to death under a bridge, and this Christian family came and saved my life." And he was telling me about how his best friend and him got into a DUI accident, and he landed on his best friend, and his best friend's body saved his life, and his best friend died. And so he just went nutty, dude, and he does what every alcoholic and drug addict says. Okay, well, that's great fuel. I'm going to use that so I can get high and drink because, you know, I need to feel better. And so so he was telling me his stories, and that stuff that I didn't know about family, about my family member, and I was telling him my story, and it was just crazy that we connected. And then we were talking about God, like, the entire time we were, after that qualification moment, like, we're talking about God and how, you know, the conviction of God has just, like, overcome our life, and I can be a woman, you know, in sobriety and out of sobriety that's completely happy because I have God and I feel whole, you know? And at 22 years old, like, that's insane to say that because most 22-year-olds don't have that. Most young women don't have that. So if I can have that, then I can give it to other women because the only way that I'm going to keep it is if I give it away. You know what I mean? And then so, like, I can't sit here and say that I have all these things and then not do anything about it and just keep it to myself because that's selfish, right? So it's like in any way that I can, I try to give it away because I believe that, you know, what I was talking to my uncle about when we were talking about God, and it was a crazy experience for me to have. And then when I was leaving, he gave me his Bible, and I just lost it. I lost it. I started crying, and it wasn't the Bible necessarily, but it was more like of the symbol of, like, because I didn't even know how to use the Bible. I called my sponsor, I went to church with my sponsor, and I was like, how do I use this? Like, I had no idea. I was like, well, I don't know how to use this. And she's like, "This is the best Bible ever." And I was like, okay. I had no idea. So, but anyways, and so, like, it was just a really cool experience to be able to have that connection. And the point of the story is that I got my family back. The point of the story is that, you know, I'm able to be open and express love with my family members and be present and be able to share stories and love him unconditionally like he loves me and really, like, be in my family's life, you know? And I know I'm the only one that's sober, because he's not sober, but, you know, it was just a cool experience to have and to be finally, like, to have that decision made in my head that I'm turning my will and my life over to God forever. And that's a freeing feeling. And I hope that it never goes away, and I hope that once the conviction of God is within you, that you realize that that it's never going to go away. He's got your back. Because I know in the room they say, like, pick anything to be your higher power, like pick a doorknob, but if doorknobs are going to stop me from smoking crack, you're kidding me. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen. So it's like, I need substantial power. I need a higher power that's so gnarly that's going to cure everything. Because I want to be recovered. I don't want to be in recovery. I want to be recovered. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I mean, I get fueled up, I get emotional, and I get super passionate about this because no matter what age, like, you can do it.